Blackstone Publishing presents Alone on the Wall, Expanded Edition by Alex Honnold with David Roberts. This book is read by Andrew Iden and Will Dameron. To my family for always supporting me along an unconventional path. Chapter 1. Moonlight. I started up the climb shortly after dawn. I wasn't even sure I'd found the right start, since I hadn't been on these lower pitches for 2 or 3 years. The beginning of the route is kind of scruffy and ambiguous, ramps, traverses, and hand cracks angling up to the right. But it's not as difficult as the upper 2/3 of the wall. Still, I was nervous, even a little giddy. It had rained pretty much nonstop the day before, and now the rock was sandy, slabby, and a lot damper than I'd hoped. I probably should have waited another day before heading up the route, but I was overpsyched. I couldn't bear the thought of sitting in my van another whole day, thinking the same thoughts I had recycled for the past 48 hours. I had to strike while the iron was hot. Moonlight Buttress is a 1,200-foot-high, nearly vertical sandstone cliff in Utah's Zion National Park. It may be the finest, the purest, and most classic route among Zion's thousands of lines. It's also one of the most continuously difficult crack climbs in the world. The first ascent of Moonlight Buttress came in October 1971, when Jeff Lowe and Mike Weiss, two legends of American climbing, pioneered the route. It took them a day and a half, with an overnight bivouac on a ledge in the middle of the wall. They used a lot of aid, pulling or hanging on expansion bolts and pitons. Nearly 21 years later,